There, seen by millions across the world. They have annoying gits in the place of judges. And they've screwed up Saturday Night TV forever. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to learn how to win at talent shows. Talent shows come in many shapes and sizes, but winning them is fairly easy. All you need to do is follow my every word in this five-step guide. Firstly, you need to have some sort of talent. But don't worry, if you can't sing, it doesn't really matter. As long as you can juggle fire or saw a woman in half, then that's perfectly acceptable too. If you really don't have any talent whatsoever, then just get a dog. Even if your dog is half disabled or half dead, judges will still find it adorable. The more brain dead, the better. Unfortunately, this advice does not apply to cats, and it is common knowledge that all cats are evil. The second step to success is to be 12 years old or younger. Over 12s tend to start smelling and being obnoxious, whereas under 12s tend to be adorable and cute. Little kids also happen to have angelic, unbroken voices, with an average career lasting to the ripe old age of 15 and a half. From there, they can adapt their career plans and host Escape to the Country, just like Alan Jones. Now, the most important thing when it comes to winning talent shows is to have a convincing sub-story. Without one, you'll be as bland as porridge, and you'll make for terrible television. Your sub-story can either be genuine or completely made up. To give you some inspiration, here's a brilliant example of a great tale of woe.
I lost my little Harry when he was only two. I want to dedicate my performance to him tonight. He was such a good boy. He always ate his food. He liked to play in his favourite wheel. We even nicknamed him the Wheel of Fortune. Sorry. And one day, he was out on the road and... No, Harry. Why did it have to happen to you? You're the best guinea pig anyone could ever have.
Once you've got your sub-story sorted, you'll need to concentrate on progressing through the early stages of the competition. This means doing some good old-fashioned kissing up to the judges. Some might tell you that judges are always fair and impartial, and don't accept any type of bribery. But what do they know? If you're a decent-looking bird with a cracking pair of eyes, and you give Simon Cow your phone number, then you're pretty much guaranteed to win. But remember, kissing behind is all well and good, but when it's all said and done, it comes down to the public vote on the phone lines. So why leave that to chance? Instead, why not rig the phone vote? Yes, it's morally incomprehensible, but who cares about that when you'll be rich and famous? So that's how you can win at talent show. Now I only hope that when you become a big star, you can give me a cut of your earnings, because business in the voiceover industry has been slow. So good luck, though you won't need it. You're a shoo-in to be the next talent show winner.